You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Speaking of local music that rules extremely hard, we've got brand new Power Nap to play for you right now, and we will be chatting to Power Nap himself, Chris Cudby, on the other side of this. It's Out of the Pit. With Out of the Pit, kia ora Power Nap, aka Chris Cudby. How are you this morning?
Good morning, Rachel. Going great.
Excellent. Hey, congratulations on this excellent new single and the bonus bootleg mix of Pizza Man that we've got to play shortly as well. How are you feeling? How you been working through this lockdown period, weird old time that we're all experiencing?
It's been a funny old time for sure. And real to
Chris, I don't know if you can hear me, but our connection is extremely dodge right now. Are you there?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you a little bit now. Let's have another crack at it, otherwise we'll give you a call quickly.
Sure. It's been really fun to have musical projects to work on during this very funny time.
You're sounding good. You're sounding good.
Yeah, great. as well as music stuff, you know, everything that surrounds it as well. So like, it's been really cool to like work on drawings and artwork and all that kind of other stuff.
Anybody who has followed Power Nap in the past will be aware of the visual element that goes with it. You've got this kind of wonderful dog character that you draw often, and I very much enjoy the sort of gladiator vibe that he's got going on in this new Power Nap version. It sort of fits the track Out of the Pit. If you go down into the dungeon, what will you find crawling out of the pit? Really, that is a question for all time there, Chris. What was going through your head when you were making this character, making this song? Where were you at?
Well, you know, sometimes you gotta armor up and you gotta get tough. And and this song, there was two kind of intertwining thoughts that were going through my mind. One was, I've got this really great book of I've had this book for like 20 years just floating around the house, which is called Out of the Pit, and it's just a big book of sort of illustrations of monsters.
Oh, wicked.
From the mid-80s. It's got a real kind of thrash metal kind of vibe to it.
Very cool.
And the other one was, I was watching, I can't remember the name of the film. It was one of the Arnold Schwarzenegger films from the action films. Oh, Last Action Hero. Last Action Hero. And there was a fight scene at La Brea Tar Pits where they're kind of like wrestling around and throwing each other in there. And La Brea Tar Pits, it seemed like in my youth, people used to talk about La Brea Tar Pits a lot more than they do these days. So
yeah, for the uninitiated, who is La Brea Tar Pits?
Yeah,
okay.
Yes, well, it used to be a pop cultural touchstone. It is a place in LA. It's kind of like a tourist attraction, I guess.
So you can see now I have no idea because I just thought it was a person you were talking about.
Oh, yeah. I think there's a band called it as well. And it's a place that you visit, and it's a site where there were pits of tar that like prehistoric animals would fall into.
Whoa.
And then they would be preserved for like millions of years.
Whoa.
In the tar.
That's cool.
Yeah. So I was thinking about those two ideas. That's a place in LA that you can visit.
What would come crawling out of the tar pits is a very like kind of
be like a skeletal woolly mammoth, maybe.
Totally. This track and this kind of world that you've built here, Chris, gives me big lockdown crazy dreams energy. We were talking about this in the studio the other day. Everybody's having the most bonkers, very vivid dreams at the moment that are like a mix of the absolute most mundane crap and just this surreal fantasy world that everybody seems to sort of somehow be tapping into in their subconscious at the moment. Do you feel like you've been tapping into a bit of that in your music making?
That's kind of my general go-to, but but these ones were all written like pre-lockdown, so it's nice to feel a bit zeitgeisty if that's the case.
Yep. You were already on that dreamscape before we all got thrust back into this strange mode of time passing. You have a different hat, which we often have spoken to you wearing that hat. This is your Under the Radar hat. And a lot of great music has been released over this sort of lockdown period, despite everything. What have you been enjoying or listening to over lockdown that's helped you kind of get through this time?
I was just chatting about this with someone else. I really, really love the new Bad Taste album.
Yes.
Which is Alphabet Head and Young Ghost from Wellington. I think that Alphabet Head, everything. He is like Jimi Hendrix on the turntables. And everything that he touches is amazing. And he's so imaginative with what he makes. And through working with Casper, I think that he really encouraged Casper to sort of explore like further areas inside his mind, which maybe he hadn't really gone to so much with lyrics before. And yeah. I really love that record. Everything that Big Fresh Collective in Christchurch puts out is always fantastic. I have to give, of course, a shout out to my Sun Return label mates. Everyone on that imprint does hugely inspiring things. Of course, Amelia, who remixed a track on the new EP. And I'm seem to be transitioning into the shout-out zone because I should also mention that Luke Rowell, Disaster Radio Eyeliner, he mastered these tracks, and he's always a huge source of inspiration for me personally.
He's always making amazing things. It's interesting, all these people that you've just spoken about there, I think all of their music has strong visual elements to it as well, and whether that is something very explicit, like a lot of eyeliner stuff does have a visual world that's created around it, but also like the Bad Taste album, there is something very tactile and very visual about that record in the cover image, but also just in the way that sound and Casper's rapping and lyrics on top of that really do sort of create a very visual picture. You have a huge interest, and obviously you are an illustrator yourself, Chris, in that type of art making. Do you sort of gravitate, do you think, towards other artists that are also kind of working in that headspace a bit too?
I almost certainly do. I wonder if with electronic music, I don't know if you can just sit there for 10 hours and work on a track without going kind of nuts. So you got to take breaks, and a good way of taking a break is to work on something visual instead of moving colorful blocks around on your screen.
Yep.
Yeah, and I guess, I'll have to think about that more.
So soul searching,
I'll have to drill down
into the
core of that.
So you are putting out an EP next year via Sun Return, as you mentioned, which is very exciting. What can we expect from Power Nap? What have you been sort of cooking up?
Yeah. So that track that just played out of the pit, that's kind of like the rockin' kind of hard out flip side sort of last year's jazzy funk single that I put out. And everything else on the sort of mini album is going to be they like bookend everything.
Nice.
So everything else is kind of along the spectrum of those. So I'd expect more kind of like funked up party jams and a few more kind of like kick-ass punk tunes, and maybe a ambient new age song thrown in there just for fun.
Fantastic. I can't wait to hear it.
We'll move on to the next project.
Oh, excellent stuff. Hey, Chris, another thing that I've always loved about Power Nap is your live performances. And, you know, despite lockdowns, you've still managed to do some excellent online ones as well, wearing a full sort of wizard garb, which has been quite spectacular. Are you planning any sort of post-lockdown forays into the live world when we can sort of start to get back into that space?
Yeah, I love playing live almost more than anything, and in a way these tracks are made to be performed live. I'm actually going to do a live stream this Saturday from the Audio Foundation that you can tune in through my Instagram.
Excellent.
So I'll be doing that this weekend. And I hadn't practiced for a while, so it's good to know that my fingers still press the keys in the right order. And I'll plan a release party for early next year.
Awesome. Well, we're looking forward to it. I think we should listen to the other single you have released today, which is I'm Amelia's bootleg mix of Pizza Man. Thank you very much, Power Nap, Chris Cudby, for chatting with us this morning. We'll talk soon.
Thank you.
All right, who ordered the pepperoni and garlic? I hate garlic.
95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.